Go on. Say hello.
Fuck you!
What may I call you? Oh, I've been called just about everything.
Satire shall be his name.
He's really quite a beauty.
Everyone respects him.
No, I don't.
He's an asshole! Fuck him too!
You're angry. What happened, man? Where did it all begin?
Let's start with the basics.
Well, watching this program is a good start, but it certainly won't make you an expert.
They were most expert in the devising of simple and yet effective methods of torture.
Such as clothes, makeup, perfumes.
Take a whiff of this.
Stop that! It's silly.
Now I think I'll throw some more bass in your face.
Are you responsible?
Yes, I am.
He was very proud of himself.
Then another gust of wind blew Nanny and Billy Wagtail up into the air, too.
The easier it is for dangerous vapors to travel throughout the lab.
Then another gust of wind blew Johnny
Mathis
and Billy
Ray Cyrus
up into the air, too.
That was awful. It stinks.
Dude, you stink.
You stink.
Poison gas is used.
I mean, things that really stink.
Like what?
The dirtiest book of filth ever written by the hand of man.
I gotta read it again because my mind is just a piece of shit.
And this time, I'm the guest with the mighty peanut on smack.
Put a little bit of the heroin in a spoon.
Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean.
What's more exciting than sudden death football?
Bill Clinton's penis.
Very good, penis.
It's just a little thing.
But the responsibility of owning one. Is big.
Let's remember it's more courteous to
kill people.
That's another one of his responsibilities.
It's fun to learn how to say yes in other languages, isn't it?
No! Children hit each other all the time.
With shotguns in their hands.
I know now that I am truly horrible.
And so are we.
I am insane.
I am a menace.
I am the raccoon.
I wish it could have been me they killed. My life isn't worth anything anymore.
I'll go do it right away.
I was a Satanist high priest for 4 years.
I choose to be one.
Quickly become the ultimate knife-wielding psycho.
Sounds like a good idea, Kathy.
Michael needs our help.
Then let's help him.
Come on, somebody.
Good luck.
Time to put an end to your mouth.
Just keep your little dirty mouth shut.
Seriously, hurt. People too.
Using water pistols.
Full of natural
hazardous materials.
They indulge in sex rituals in the nude.
In the schools and also in the police departments.
I don't have any clothes to wear.
I am totally wiped out by what we're seeing here.
What was she wearing?
Nothing at all!
She was
naked as a jaybird.
So am I.
Check out my butt.
Johnny Mathis.
Peeked inside.
It's hot and stuffy in here.
He's found his special present.
A piece of shit.
Following each week's adventure, I'll send an important secret message, and only Secret Squadron members who have decoders can decode them.
Here is Mr. Mellinger's message to you.
So keep your decoder handy.
Dr. Zarkov sends a message back to Earth.
The grave is dug up. The coffin is open. The initiate then is lowered inside of the coffin with whatever, whoever is there.
Who's there?
Hi, I'm Walt Baby Love.
Bastards!
Suddenly, a huge spider
handed the young boy his prized hatchet and tweaked him on the nose.
Quick, we've got to cut the web.
Walt packed at the strands, but the spider was charging too quickly.
Have your credit card ready.
Ha, she's got you there, Walt.
Dazed, the spider stopped in its tracks.
And he began asking her questions.
He got on the rockophone and called Barney Rubble. Soon, they decided it would be fun to join the circus for a day. They marched right into the clown's tent. There, they helped themselves to two costumes and put on some clown makeup and wigs and big noses.
They also order occult paraphernalia.
It was time to start.
Taking drugs.
And then they feel high.
Dusk was falling on the little outpost in northeastern New York on the evening of November 8th. 1778.
When I walk around town, I see new kids getting
involved sexually
with this fearsome creature,
Angela Lansbury.
She can wear your pajamas and stay overnight, too.
Guess what happened to me last night?
What happened?
Last night, somebody broke in and stole over $500 of shit from my place!
What did you say?
$500 of the bullshit!
That's fine with me.
So the Department of Defense basically told the National Bureau of Standards,
here's the penis.
Why don't you let me ride it now?
Not yet, not yet.
Get ready for the ride of your motherfucking life.
Hey, I thought it was all over.
It is.
He's determined to put an end to the terror they love to create.
The frightening sound stopped. And the frenzy subsided.
A joyous celebration was in full swing
in 14 million kitchens.
That was at least something.